It seems fairly straightforward. Less people on a panel. I don't know who these five that it's being reduced down to, but less people on a panel are going to mean less voices, less representation. In this kind of time, shouldn't we be encouraging more members on these kinds of boards rather than less?
I think there's a complex issue here because multiculturalism is a wonderful thing. I think that everything we do to preserve it is worth doing. I think the literature shows that diversity on boards, and it's not only ethnic, gender is definitely to be included, makes every business run better. So as a general point, I'd say yes, 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 more diversity. However, looking at the details of this particular case, which I must confess I only know from the news item, I'm not Tasmanian, I haven't drilled down into it, but I'm not sure that this is a good test case for the principle of diversity, because as I looked it up, I worry about the way representation is being treated. Because there's apparently 90 organisations in Tasmania, so can't have 90. That's obviously it's a mess. You know, there are 90 people in one big room. You know, they're never going to get anything done. So that shows the extreme. So no 290 people. So you cut it down. You cut it down. So you're then on a judgment call between 14 and 5. For a council to work, it's got to hear the voices, but you have to trust that people on that council can incorporate in themselves the principle of multiculturalism. So they need to represent multiculturalism rather than a specific ethnic voice. Partly because it's crazy, it won't work, but partly because the principle of multiculturalism is not just diversity, it's bringing diversity together. It's multiple identities. And so no one should be on an effective multicultural council who thinks that they represent only Indians, Africans, or whatever may be the case. They should be recognised as having at least three identities. Their original ethnic identity, Indian or whatever it is, and that's going to be very important to them. On a multicultural council, they need to represent multicultural people, just as in a democratic system, the member for a particular area has got to represent all people in that area. And so as well as representing the principle of multiculturalism, they also need to represent the unifying principle of Australians. So they need to be negotiating on behalf of Tasmania and Australia that split responsibility. I think one of the wonderful things about multiculturalism and Australia's experiment in multiculturalism is people accepting diverse populations and the diversity within their own smaller circles. So there's got to be multiculturalism within as well as multiculturalism in the society around. So if you're talking to numbers, I think the reality is that in spite of the council using the best practices of the Australian company directors, at even non-for-profit organisations, I think diversity is more important and more difficult in the area of multiculturalism than it is for the others. So I think they've got the wrong benchmark.
Mm.
They've got a one-size-fits-all. One-size-fits-all is bad thinking for multiculturalism. They need more than five. They need 14? No, I don't think so.
I guess the difficulty is in putting a number on something like this. As you say, we've got representatives that need to be keeping an open mind about who exactly they represent. But the reason we pick people from different backgrounds, as you well know, is because, you know, your background does put some blinders on you. You know, different people's experiences can mean that you never really understood that experience. You don't even realize that's an experience that people can have from time to time. So in terms of putting something like maybe not necessarily putting a number on it, but how do we measure diversity? When do we say diversity is diverse enough?
Absolutely. It really is. How long is a piece of string? However, I think in this case, some of the complaints just struck me as a little bit over the top. One of the people interviewed talked of the loss of power to anyone not on that board. Well, this is I'm sure it's a hard-working, overworked, underpaid, small community organisation. The amount, you know, it's derisory. There isn't power there. There's 110,000 budget in total. They have to run a festival and do some other things. So one of the things that worries me, and it worries me in the general field of multiculturalism in Australia, is that the reality is that people have their own special interests. So even in the field of multiculturalism, you cannot just believe that suddenly someone, because they are from another ethnic community, isn't concerned with their own power. So power is always present. This is politics. And so you need to filter voices in debate and ask what interests, not necessarily ethnic, are being represented in the positions being maintained. And I think the it seems from what's said that this was not managed well. And so they're having to do it again. If they're having to do it again, they're acknowledging that it wasn't managed well. So what is managing it well in this case? I think it's not just looking at the numbers, which, as we said, they're fuzzy, but what is going on here? And what needs to be going on is a structure where all the members of this board, however many they are, know that they must represent multiple constituencies. So that's the crucial thing. If you've got a situation where people say, we've got our person on the board, so we're okay, that's not multicultural thinking. The people on the board need to be trusted by the whole members, a whole set of multicultural people to be on the board. That means some sort of voting system. So I don't know what system they've got, how people got to get on the board in the first place, but in small, hard-pressed, non-for-profit organisations, there's often a process of self-nomination, which over time cuts the representatives off from the body they're representing. So processes of selection, in this case, It sounds like they're going to review that. They really need to. This is actually a problem of governance under the guise of multiculturalism rather than the imposition of a non-multicultural model on a process which was already working very well. I think it's clear it wasn't working well. They need to look at the complete process, realize that it's a tremendously important function. I think 110,000, I'd treble the amount they have, so long as they also, in a way, I think the time has come for them to rethink the mandate of a board.
Mm.
What is it meant to be doing? What? How do they support multiculturalism? If they think more about that, I think to be sensible, you know, 7 would sound like a better number than 5 to me, but the number isn't important. It definitely needs to be less than the original 14. That's unworkable.
We will have to leave it there, do appreciate. Thanks very much for joining us on this one this morning.
Right. Thank you. Bye.